Welcome back, everybody. Derby Bill podcast coming up here for Saturday, Breeders' Cup Saturday, the 4th of November, 2017 Breeders' Cup upon us, and a big day Saturday coming up. Frank Vespi here, Derby Bill Watson, going to be joining me here on the RacingBiz.com, and we are talking Breeders' Cup late pick four with Derby Bill, former on-air handicapper for Colonial Downs and king of the pick four, man about town. Derby Bill Watson, welcome.
Yes, happy Breeders' Cup day to the world, the world's World Series.
It is a happy Breeders' Cup day to the world, and let's hope that the world is able to take some of your sound advice here and make some money on it. So we're looking at, once again, at kind of a cheap stake pick four. You're going too deep in each of the four legs, starting with the ninth, which is the Breeders' Cup Mile, ending with the $6 million Breeders' Cup Classic. So you're certainly showing great confidence in your ability to scope out the winner from these big fields, Bill.
Well, cigars, like at the Kentucky Derby, are $15 at the Breeders' Cup, so you definitely need to conserve your money for more, for the proper avenues.
Like cigars and whiskey.
Yeah, that's two of the three best things in life.
What, are crabs the other one?
Well, no, make that the super vector.
Okay. Because I know your love of steamed crabs, so we certainly don't want to leave those out of the mix.
No, we like the ladies in the hats, too.
Ladies in hats, steamed crabs, cigars, whiskey.
That's it. Back
and if
life.
We make a little money on the horses, that's all right, too. Is that how it goes?
That really makes it nice. Don't have to drive home.
All right, let's see if we can make some money then. Let's talk about making some money here, Bill. First race of the sequence, the $2 million Breeders' Cup Mile, 1 mile on the green stuff on the turf. And certainly we got an interesting field lined up here for this one. A lot of different ways to go here, including one of the great names, and of course, Suede Wah. So this could be a Derby Bill pronunciation bonanza in this race. But I think you're going with a couple other horses other than the ones I just mentioned.
Used to be my radio forte. Back my hosting days on air, a lot of people, thank goodness we didn't have the internet and the Facebook and the Twitter when I was on the air. Solid 20-1 horse, but a lot of people use world. It's a world series, so the world approval. A lot of people going that way with the 9-2 horse. I'm going with Ribchester here, and obviously a proponent of Outback Steaks, so I'm sponsoring Ribchester 7-2 here with William the Le Sabre Buick riding Ribchester. And number two, Heart to Heart here. Love the TV show back in the 70s. Unbelievable TV show. Brian Lane.
Robert Wagner.
Yeah, Robert Wagner out there. He might be at the races. He used to go to the races a lot out in Santa Anita and Hollywood Park. They would go. And them celebrities all went to Hollywood Park. Julian Loperu up. And you're only getting 6-1. So I don't have any bombs in this race. So I might have to go deeper and, see how things go on Friday. The results of Friday could boost this up. Huge fields.
A horse that I think is a little interesting here, I'll just toss out there, I just sort of thumbing through this, is the Aiden O'Brien horse, Lancaster Bomber. Horse has not been running all that well. Has shown that he has this sort of quality on his good days, but comes over, gets Lasix, Woodbine Mile, finishes second. He's blocked late, two lanes behind World Approval, who has the front-running trip that day, pretty much the front-running trip that day. This horse then goes back to Britain. I can't even believe that he's really going to show here. Runs up the track in a QE2. But anyway, if he does, interesting sort of horse, strange move.
Ran great the great second to world approval after several Labatt's beers up at Woodbine. Lancaster's right up my alley with the home of pretzels and soft pretzels and potato chips. So I'm with you on the Lancaster Bomber getting in the Superfecta.
All right, but you're going 210 in your pick four, the two heart-to-heart, the 10. Ribchester, sounds like he might, well, sounds like it could be a McDonald's meal. But anyway, so that's the first leg. Second leg of the $2 million Breeders' Cup Juvenile Mile and a 16th on the main track. Aiden O'Brien shows up with U.S. Navy flag, who would have been favored in the Juvenile Turf if he had posted, coming in off three consecutive wins here, including the Group 1 Dewhurst and the Group 1 Middle Park, both on the turf, looking to transfer his form to the main track. But you are looking elsewhere, including a nice U.S.-based bomber of your own here.
Yeah, well, the monster is Bolt Gate Aura, just an unbelievable two-year-old with the best two turns probably in the last 20 years I've seen. This one is Kentucky Derby early favorite, and justifiably, I think he's all the way down to 3-1 for the Kentucky Derby, which is unheard of in this series. And yes, there are horses that will hope he gets tired again, and one is called Give Me a Minute. Dallas Stewart, the king of the bombers, going to try to get in the exacta with this horse or pull the 50-1 upset that we've come so frequently to see in these huge days of racing. Javier Castellani, very ample on this horse. Just a lot of competition to pass, but Give Me a Minute. So he might just might just use him in the exacta, but I'm going to throw him in there behind Monster Bolt. Some people will single Monster Bolt de Ori in this if you really want to be cheap.
So you're what do you make of that last race, the Breeders' Futurity, when he finished fifth, beaten seven lengths by Free Drop Billy, who's also here?
Well, Give Me a Minute.
Yeah.
He's definitely needs more, definitely was green and needs more seasoning, but I think he'll like the Del Mar surface and the speed out there, and it looks like it'll be high and dry. They might get a, I don't think they're going to get a shower pass through that area in about a month. So high and dry, I think, likes a fast surface, so that might help Give Me a Minute late.
Now, what about, I did want to ask you about the U.S. Navy flag, the Aiden O'Brien horse who enters with the three group wins over turf horses in Europe, coming here to try the dirt. What's your take on that?
That's a solid horse. I just don't like the switch over for this horse. I really like Aiden O'Brien horses on turf, but you know, the switch over to dirt has not been brutal for me, cashing a lot of tickets on. So, you know, there's a Hollywood star you might like. Dale Romans seems to come with some bombers here with Yoel Rosario up riding him, Hollywood star at 15-1, along the same lines as U.S. Navy flag, but the odds are less because of Aiden O'Brien, Ryan Moore combo on U.S. Navy flag. Some people will play him to win. He's good enough. Good enough to win if he makes the surface change.
All right. So the 4 and the 11 in the 9, the 10th race, the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. Got two more in the 11th, the Breeders' Cup Turf. It's a mile and a half on the green stuff. $4 million on the line for three-year-olds and up. And this is one where the defending champ makes a return here. Highland Reel from the Aiden O'Brien barn pretty much thrashed the field in this race a year ago, winning off by almost two lengths after setting the pace, which unusual enough for the European imports, but he returns to try to defend his title. Any thoughts on that horse, Bill, or any horse that might make a run at pulling the upset here?
Well, Highland Reel will get the firmer course than he raced last time out, and should love being back at Del Mar, and should be 5-1's a good price on that horse. Could repeat easily in this race. I have him second to a major late runner here that just is a basket case for a wager called Oscar Performance. Usually, this horse is up and down more than a yo-yo with my back in my altar boy days. And this horse can run lights out one out of five races, and I'm hoping this is the one. But, you know, Ulysses Beach Patrol, much better careers than Oscar Performance, but you got to have a dynamic upset sometimes, and this horse is capable of it if Jose Ortiz gets him moving late.
He's actually also, he won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf last year, so he's going for a second consecutive Breeders' Cup win, although in two different races, so that's a little bit of a fun angle there. One other horse worth pointing out here is Saddler's Joy, the 13 horse trained by Tom Albertrani, owned by Woods Lane Farm, also bred by Woods Lane. Although the horse is a Kentucky bred, Woods Lane, a Virginia operation. They're the folks who own Tonalist. And these horses typically have spent a lot of time in Virginia before their racing careers have begun. So certainly our friends in Virginia, perhaps excluding Derby Bill, will be pulling for this horse to run a good one.
Yeah, they have actually had a higher bar tab and at Ponies and Pints, the OTB in Richmond, watching Saddler Joy win before. So definitely pulling for them a little bit and put them in the superfecta box, trifecta box, and you never know.
No, you never do, and that's why they keep running these races. And that gets us to the 12th and final race here. Frank Vespi here on the Derby Bill podcast, talking with Derby Bill Watson about Breeders' Cup Saturday. Pick four, Bill has teed up for Breeders' Cup Saturday. And Bill, the last race of the day, Breeders' Cup Classic, $6 million, mile and a quarter, three-year-olds and up, defending champ Arrogate returns. About 9 months ago, if you told me Arrogate was here and you had said he'd be 2-1 on the morning line, I'd say, okay, here's the house, bet all you want on him. But he actually enters this race having finished fourth and second in his last two races. He's going to have to beat a horse that has just beaten him and will be facing Gunrunner, who since finishing second to Arrogate really has been the most formful horse in the country, just obliterating his competition his last three starts.
Yeah, obviously Arrogate does not like Del Mar. Simply put, doesn't like the service, doesn't like to run it, don't like to go against Bob Baffert ever on a big race plate where he has four horses in the classic that could finish a superfecta 1, 2, 3, 4. But this is the time you go against Arrogate. And Arrogate is definitely off form at Del Mar. I mean, he's trained better than he did the last two, but just a horse doesn't like a racetrack. I mean, I would save him for the Pegasus down at Gulfstream and not even run him. How do you like that?
That's quite a stance. So you're saying toss Arrogate.
Yes, sir.
Get him out of there. So who do you put in? If not Arrogate, then who?
Well, you can put Arrogate in fourth or something in the Bob Baffert Superfecta. But I'm going to beat him with the Bob Baffert horse. I'm not going far. West Coast, the most talked about three-year-old in the field, stepping up against the older horses here, just loves a California racing. And the West Coast has done everything you want. He comes back here, he wins. He wins everything he runs. 6-1's a solid price, trying to beat Gunrunner here with Steve Asmussen, trying to get in the winner's circle with a hairdo like Derby Bill's. Most people don't. Most people don't like us in the winner's circle, so I'm going against Gunrunner in this race as far as winning. Nothing against Steve Asmussen. I am a hippie generation veteran, so Gunrunner, solid horse, and he's done nothing wrong, but shoot, there's no horses in this race, the top four, that you could toss like I did Arrogate.
Are you using Gunrunner in your pick four, or are you tossing him?
No, I've got him in, yeah, he's in the pick four, he's second. He's very capable of winning the race if Arrogate feeds and doesn't run his race like, I mean, like some of us are anticipating. He's just going to run a Del Mar dud. Call him the Del Mar dud.
Now, yesterday on Breeders' Cup Friday, there was a horse in there, and now it escapes my – it's Happily, who was 9-2 on the morning line. And I said, geez, is the line maker crazy here making this horse 9-2 when really looks to me like she lays over the field? And a horse that does not lay over this field by any means, but if you're telling me you're going to give me 6-1 on him, I'm going to take that, is Collected, the 11 horse here. He saw Arrogate last out over the strip at the distance, and he beat him. He's 1-2 at the distance. He's 6-1. Arrogate is 2-1, even though they just saw each other. Gunrunner, who's 0-3 at the distance, is 9-5. I mean, don't you have to use Collected a little bit in here at 6-1, Bill, if you get anything like 6-1?
Yeah, well, Baffert likes this horse a lot, and he's speed favoring dirt horse here, and Del Mar's more a fair dirt surface than that's the only reason I don't put Collected up there on top, but I wouldn't be shocked if he wins. Definitely an underlay in this race.
All right, there we have it. So you got the 5 and the 8 here. So let's let us review the pick 4 here and make sure we got it all right. Derby Bill Watson joining me here on this podcast. So, Bill, in the pick 4, you got the 2 and the 10 in the Breeders' Cup Mile. You got Heart to Heart. Just remember the old TV show, and Ribchester. Then you got the 4 and the 11 in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. That's Give Me a Minute and Bolt Doro. It sounds like you think Bolt Doro is kind of the lock of the day. Is that fair to say?
The lock of the Breeders' Cup. He's the he's very arrogant.
Okay. And then in the Breeders' Cup Turf, you got the 3, that's Highland Reel, the defending champ, and then a little bit of a longer shot, Oscar Performance coming out from the far outside, the 14, and then the 5 and the 8 in the Classic, Gunrunner with the 8 horse, West Coast. So we're looking at 210 with 411 with 3-14 with 5-8 in the pick 4. Bill, last thoughts on the Breeders' Cup? Are we any other wagers or races that we didn't talk about that you're looking forward to loading up on?
Well, I always like the this is Saturday, so I'll always be still live to the distaff on Friday with Stellar Wind coming into the Breeders' Cup Classic to add value if you're using Gunrunner. You know, there is a double on a Friday, Saturday double. You can't get in it today, but I should be still alive for that.
All right. Any other Breeders' Cup thoughts here to close out our podcast?
Just hope Churchill next year is 70 degrees, just like Del Mar, because when they bring the Breeders' Cup back east and north, it seems to be a battle against Mother Nature.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. I've been at the Breeders' Cup at Churchill when it was pretty cold out. So
very cold. It's Monmouth Park. They moved it to Monmouth Park one year, and I think it was Hurricane New Jersey.
Yeah, torrential rains. Yeah, mm-hmm. And we'll
just
have
like,
to see the
like
guys
it being
at
out
Walpole.
In California. Love it being during the happy hour for the East Coast. I mean, it doesn't get any better.
So really the lock of the day at 1-9 is you'll be having a whiskey come the first race of each day's racing.
Another good thing about Breeders' Cup is Saturday races don't start till 3 p.m. Yeah, tie went on Friday night. It's not like Del Mar usually has 10 o'clock races on the East Coast. So 3 o'clock's ample time to crank up some hot tea and get ready for the Classic day.
That's what we like to see. All right, Derby Bill Watson, thank you so much for joining us and really hosting your podcast here on theracingbiz.com. We appreciate it and wish you good luck with your day's betting?
Always fun to progress towards the big races at Churchill Downs, Thanksgiving, the holidays, and then the Pegasus. So we'll follow you on racingbiz.com every day.
Attaboy. All right, Frank Vespi, Derby Bill Watson. Thanks, everybody, for listening to our Derby Bill podcast with picks for Saturday, Breeders' Cup Day. Good luck at the windows. Have fun and follow Mid-Atlantic Racing and Reading all year round on racingbiz.com. Thanks, bye. Good luck, everybody.